Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, when I sat down at the beginning of the week to think about this gospel, I found myself making a list, actually a long list, of all the instances when we try to describe somebody with an image. We call somebody an old dog, or a sly fox, or a real bear, especially in the morning, or an old goat, or a crab. There are more negative ideas. Someone might be called a snake in the grass, or a pig. Self-pity might lead us to call ourselves, what am I, just a doormat for other people? And in the Jewish tradition, they say, what am I, chopped liver? So we might use those images about ourselves. John the Baptist described himself. He said, I'm just a voice calling in the desert. Make straight the way. The Lord is coming. Once in a while, someone asks me, what do you do? And I say, well, I'm just one of the strings that holds the beads together. Images are really fun. And I encourage all of us, this gospel encourages all of us to let our poetic muse free, just to wander around and describe the world around us, ourselves, in colorful ways. Because images give us an insight. They're a way of teaching something. And we ought to be part of that. John the Baptist called Jesus the Lamb of God. Jesus himself, on many occasions, described himself in various ways. He said, I'm the light of the world. That's what I am. Or he said, I'm a vine. And anybody connected is one of the branches. Or in this case, I'm a gate. When he says, I'm the gate, and no one gets in except through me, he's not talking about physical requirements, measurements. Not talking about the breadth of one's shoulders, or the girth of one's waist, or height, or weight. This is not a door of such exact physical dimensions that we have to go on a diet to get through. It's not the case at all. It's attitude that we're talking about. I'm the gate. Can't get in unless you share the same kind of attitude I have. So it's not about physics. I mean, wee little Teresa of Calcutta was carting dying people around the city, bringing them home. And it was not her size that mattered. It was her heart. It was her sense that everyone deserved a great deal of care and compassion, even in the most difficult times. And legend has it that Thomas Aquinas, that master of medieval truth, that he was really a large person. Legend says they even had to cut a circle into the table so he could get close enough to reach the food that nourished him. It's attitude that we're really talking about when he says, I'm the gate, and you can't get in except through me. So we're talking about shoulders broad enough to help carry the burdens of other people. We're talking about a heart large enough to be filled with compassion for everybody. Everybody. Especially the ones that are difficult to love, because they probably need it most. We're talking about someone whose hands are flexible, no arthritis. They can reach out to greet, or they can reach out to console in sorrow, or reach out to help carry burdens. We're talking about those kinds of qualities, with ears that know how to listen. Listen well. When he says, I'm the gate, you can't get in except through me, it's about those attitudes, and in fact, they're the kind of attitude that need to be exercised. A spiritual muscle that's built up so that we become people who eventually take on the shape and size of Jesus. All of that is what what he means when he says, I'm the gate. No one gets in except through me. Although the image does include some kind of concern for protection and security for the flock, a door also signals welcome. It signals welcome. This is not a gated community that's trying to close off everybody else. Door is open. So the church is a family home, open to guests. Jesus, the gate, signals that. Maybe you've seen the striking poster that they made of front doors in the Milwaukee metropolitan area. Just a gorgeous thing. It's about a dozen different doors from homes. Some doors from classic Victorian mansions. And then there's some doors from quaint neighborhood bungalows. And then there's some quirky, colorful resident doors that capture your fancy and you can't help but smile when you see them. It's a whole poster filled with doors. So many different doors, each doing its own job. I suppose we could say that some folks are addicts. They just store up memories for the whole community. Every family should have one. Person who's the addict. And some people are kitchens that nourish with food, laughter, wisdom. Some people are windows that invite the world to look in and see what a healthy family looks like and how a family interacts. I'm just a window. Some people are basements in the sense that they provide the basics of heat and water for others. And some people are doors with well-oiled hinges that shelter at night, but are open, wide open during the day. This is Good Shepherd Sunday. I mean, it's Mother's Day in the country, but it's also in the church Good Shepherd Sunday, fourth Sunday of Easter, when we invite people to think and pray for leadership in the church, for people to be good shepherds, ordained and lay alike, who will care for the community to protect it when needed, and will make sure that the community is wide open to receive guests, and maybe even people who join the family on a permanent basis. Jesus said, I'm the gate. Come through me. So we're all invited to think about being doors that protect and welcome. On Mother's Day and on Good Shepherd Sunday. It's a wonderful thought to have as we hear the gospel, realize that this is not talking about somebody else, it's talking about us. The gate.